It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters have chosen Democrat John Hickenlooper to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner this fall. CPR's Banta Berkeley reports.
It's a matchup that could be pivotal to determining which party controls the Senate. Hickenlooper is a two-term former governor who briefly ran for president. He defeated a more progressive opponent, former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff, by a wide margin.
Let me be clear. Change is coming, and you and I are going to bring it together.
Hickenlooper made it clear his strategy for the race is to tie his Republican opponent to President Donald Trump, who polls show is quite unpopular in the state.
CPR's Banta Berkeley. The other candidate in the Democratic Senate primary, Andrew Romanoff, took aim in his campaign at the Democratic establishment, saying it was spending millions to protect Hickenlooper and defeat progressive priorities. Now, after Romanoff's defeat, his voters have to decide whether to support Hickenlooper in November. Tyler Higaki, a 27-year-old Air Force veteran, says Hickenlooper will have to earn his vote.
I feel that the establishment Democrats have shoehorned another lesser of two evils scenarios, and I get the sense that they're relying on the whole vote blue no matter who, and frankly, I'm sick of the guilt trip.
Higaki says he's disappointed that Hickenlooper doesn't support Medicare for all. RTD's financial picture got a little sunnier this week. Initial predictions showed a 25% revenue loss over the next 6 years because of coronavirus. Now the losses are projected to be 9%. The difference is hundreds of millions of dollars. Heather McKillop is RTD's CFO.
Hopefully these numbers are more accurate, and we also will be in a more positive situation than we were just a few days ago before we got the forecast, because it was pretty dire.
If it proves true, RTD will have to make fewer service cuts. This is CPR News.